Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Peter Roos, who's a director at Gunson. How are you today, Peter?
Good, thanks, Zach. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Doing well. Lots going on as usual at Gunson. Today the focus is on Low Six.
Yeah, look, Zach, pleased to be able to share with our shareholder base a welcomed operational and capital raising update from Low Six. If you recall, Low Six is our influencer-led B2B pool betting business investment that we made back in December of 2020. So, you know, really, we've been an investor a short while, 2 months or so, but a really pleasing update from that business where they've been able to demonstrate a number of really key things to their shareholders, of which we are one of them. I suppose what we look for in this particular business, you know, we were attracted to this business because it's a high growth sector. You know, we're trying to constantly look for new investor trends and new exciting sectors to allocate our capital at Gunson. But really and truly, the whole crux of these sorts of businesses, how can you expand your user growth, your active monthly users who are going to use the platform to place wagers on their favourite sporting clubs or teams, and how can the business acquire those customers cheaper than the competition? And what they've been able to demonstrate, which I was really over the moon about, is that they've got just on 80,000 users onto their platform now. I'll remind investors that when we invested in the business, they had just in excess, I believe, of 12,000 users. So in 2 months, you know, they've been able to grow that sevenfold. And that's really been demonstrated by a number of new partnerships that they've been able to roll out. One of those being the Arsenal Football Fan Club TV. They've also launched a platform with the Ultimate Fighting Championships, the UFC, with a partnership that was launched at the time of the Conor McGregor fight in January down in the Middle East. And they've also launched another partnership with the Rangers Football Club, which has only just recently gone live. So really exciting to sort of see the business is growing, you know, so quickly. And they're being able to acquire these users to that platform for about £25 per user, which if you compare that to the competition, and one of the sort of the obvious choices of more mature platforms is some of the US comparatives, in particular a company which has got a 20 billion US market cap called DraftKings. You know, they're acquiring customers for anywhere between 150 to 200 US dollars per user. So they're doing all the right things. They're growing very fast and they're getting customers for way cheaper than the competition. So all boding incredibly well. So yeah, so couldn't be more excited about how that business is tracking. And then the other key bit of information that obviously we have highlighted in our RNS today is that the business has been able to attract the investment from a incredibly high profile investor out of the US. He, at this point in time, he's remaining anonymous. However, we're advised by the company that he will consent to be named in the prospectus document of Low Six as it makes its preparations to carry out its IPO. This particular individual will join the advisory board of Low Six, where they will be able to provide an enormous amount of influence. From what I understand, will attract a lot more capital to the IPO, and they will invest not only in the pre-IPO round, which Gunson participated in, they'll invest again at the IPO. So big sign of confidence, big sign of added ammunition on the advisory panel or board of this company, which is already, might I add, incredibly well endowed with experience and influence already. So it's just another really pleasing development, I've got to say.
Just to almost like to summarize, Gunson had three decent liquidity events in December in the natural resources area, let's say. In December, you also went into this new economy play, or digital play, let's say.
Yes.
And that's going well. We've already seen the characteristics of Gunson in the sense that you tend to go in just before the IPO, so investors are not hanging around for years waiting for a liquidity event. There's a nice turnover there, and you are relatively nimble. Is that a fair summary of what Gunsind is?
Fair summary, spot on, Zach. Yeah. So you know, there was a conscious shift in the investment strategy. Throughout 2020, Zach, where you know there's been a great opportunity to identify companies that are probably a little bit more mature in their sort of growth plans and their strategy to become a public standalone companies on their own accord. And you know, guidance from Low Six and the board of Low Six is they are well advanced in their IPO plans. They've chosen the Australian Stock Exchange again. They are a UK business, but they've chosen the Australian Stock Exchange quite cleverly, in my opinion, to list the business, and they believe that is going to be achieved early in the calendar quarter. So April, May is their sort of window that they believe that they've got clearance from the exchange and the regulators in Australia to list the business. But more into their strategy, it was welcome to hear that, not only as an Australian who is very comfortable with my home stock exchange, but they've chosen that market quite cleverly from the reasons of competition, and I'll get into that a bit more. But really, there were only two other, call it small to mid cap, sports and gaming businesses that are trading down on that exchange. PointsBet is one of them, and BetMakers is the other, and both of those have been absolute market darlings. And Low Six will come, you know, will debut on that exchange at a fraction of their market caps. There's been a lot of money being made down there, so it is a welcomed and exciting sector to list that business down there. And I think it's a well played out strategy. Whereas if they were to list here or list in the US, they would be up against a lot more competition. So, but look, getting back to the Gunsind strategy, yeah, completely, very, very comfortable, very happy with this particular investee company. You know, they're exceeding our expectations of getting to market or getting to their IPO stage earlier than we probably expected, which is obviously pleasing for our investors. So we can yet again demonstrate that, you know, we're investing in these companies that can go through major valuation uplifts in quite short order. You know, so we're probably thinking we're probably only going to have been in this for 4 to 5 months, whereas, you know, my normal kind of criteria is 6 to 12 months. So that's been very pleasing.
So you've got the relatively quick time frame. You've got your sector agnostic now. So you've proven yourself in both the old, you know, the natural resources as well as the new sectors as well. With a £7.5 million market cap, is there also the potential of investing more now in the individual situations that you find?
Absolutely, yeah. So you know, we recently announced the divestment or the sale of Angold Resources. Look, Angold was a nice investment for Gunsind, which was it was a smaller position, and you know, board's decision was to not out of any other thing than capital allocation, to bring that back to cash and to really try to look at the core sort of pillars of our portfolio and to try to beef up those investments that are really going to drive growth in our NTA. So yeah, so looking to sort of, you know, focus in on what we have and build on larger investments in those spaces as they develop. So yeah, so that's been good as well.
And always looking out for new opportunities.
Absolutely, yeah. Always looking for new opportunities. You know, we remain incredibly excited about Rincon Resources, which you'll see via a recent RNS to the market up here. We've added to our position, so we're sitting just shy of 17.5% of Rincon. They have they've actually just updated the market today, which we've shared via our social media platform. But they have they've deployed their fieldwork programs. They are due to be drilling both projects in March. So an incredible busy period for Rincon and very exciting as well. We've seen the share price do some consolidation between 25 and 30 cents, which I'm completely comfortable with. You know, there's the companies that list down in Australia have got, there is a large retail allocation of smaller shareholders. So you're finding that the market is, in certain areas, getting a little flighty. So companies need to consolidate. But alongside Gunsind acquiring more stock on market and soaking up some non-core shareholders there, it's pleasing to see that there's a two other family offices and an institution on the east coast of Australia who are joining us in increasing their position in the company as well. So it's an exciting time for that company, and it's been a long time coming, but very excited to see them commence drilling in March.
Peter Roos, Director at Gunsind, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.